And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. So, hey, by the way, let me just tell you, yesterday I hope you heard the interview with Andrew Ford from ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, been with us since the beginning of this show. They are doing an epic good job right now. And I was just texting back and forth with them because we have that breaking news a moment ago about the fact that Governor Ivey may want more of a tax break on that overtime pay. Well, ZLA Solutions is like, wow, that would be cool. Well, here's the deal. They are like some of the best around at putting jobs and people together. They can help your business with all kinds of stuff, sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing, all of it. But their bread and butter, like I always say, remains staffing. And so if you are a business looking for people, it doesn't matter whether you need onesies and twosies, special niche skills, high tech, entry level, doesn't matter. They can do it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar is what I always say. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions. You check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. You can find them there. You can start that relationship with them. You can get it figured out as to them helping you get what you need to get your jobs filled up and moving. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, we ran long on that one, but here's the deal. When we come back from this break, we're going to move this third dipper forward, and I've got a number of stories here. What I love is the fact that liberals are not just getting their way. You know, there was a period of time there in the early days of COVID and then the George Floyd riots and then all the civil unrest and then the election and then January 6th. It's like, my gosh, progressives seem to have the upper hand at every turn. Well, I got news. What we're seeing right now is that the pushback is really underway. People have had enough. And I love the fact that we've got politicians who are doing things like Senator Tuberville saying, how about no on these promotions because you're usurping authorities you don't have? And then at the same time, how about a church out in California filing suit because the government is making them have to, I don't know, support transgender ideology? Well, how about no? And so, folks, the pushback, it's underway. My sense is that the American public has had enough. Look at Target. Almost $13 billion in lost revenue. And you know what? I was talking to a friend about it this morning, and he said, and you know what? We didn't burn a single building. All we did was say, well, we'll just take our dollars elsewhere. That's what's happening. The pushback is underway. So yeah, number three, triple dipper. We'll keep it moving. Pushing back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. And I mean to say, this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, by the way, update here for you. In fact, I'll go ahead and read it first. Thomas from Killen just texted in. Thomas McKillen says, with regards to the tax bill, the overtime tax bill being sent back by the governor, says, or she doesn't want to give up any tax money and send it back because she knows the Senate won't pass it. Then they won't have time to debate it and it dies and she can blame it on them. That would be a concern, except that I heard they just passed it. I just saw a tweet from a reporter on the floor of the Senate who's up. Oh, there it is. Yep, it's done. As of just a few minutes ago, Mary Sell from Alabama Daily News tweets out, Senate concurs, done, no cap. But they did put a sunset on it. So it's going to be like a 1 or 2 year bill that will, they'll like a pilot run, and they'll see how it goes. In the meantime, Governor Ivey sends the overtime tax exemption bill back to the House with an amendment removing the $25 million cap. And the House and the Senate both concurred with the governor's amendment. And the bill goes back now for signature and becoming law as a pretty decent size tax cut. So, yay, good for them. Good for them. And I appreciate Governor Ivey pushing him to do that. All right, so listen, I got to tell you, we had in the studio, when was the Elm Foundation here? Was it last week? Was it just last week they were
here?
Yeah,
it was last Wednesday.
Gosh, it feels like a month ago. But the Elm Foundation, you know, we talk about them all the time on the show. If you didn't catch that interview, go to rightsideradio.org, find our podcast, or you can go to Podbean or Spotify or iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts, and you ought to look up that interview with the Elm Foundation. Very eye-opening, very solid. I mean, it's amazing to think that someone can take conservative and benevolent principles and get something good done while the government spends billions of dollars and gets nothing done. It's really something. But yeah, the Elm Foundation. Elm stands for Expect Little Miracles. They're based out of Huntsville. They're a 501c3, and their mission in life is to equip people to get off the streets and back into productivity and teaching them job skills and you know, getting a resume built out and giving them grants for education and job certifications and even helping them with daycare so they can do it. But they do it with accountability. They do it with providing them milestones they have to meet. It's just very cool. And their website, if you want to check them out, their website is Elm, E-L-M. That's Elm, H-S-V, as in Elm Huntsville. ElmHSV.org. Go check them out. ElmHSV.org. Elm Foundation. If you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. Had to swallow some water there as I'm choking. Wow. What in the world? Too much talking today, Boomer.
Just too much.
Good Lord. Hey, talk about pushing back. So a minute ago, part of the pushing back was talking with our U.S. Senator, Tommy Tuberville, the senior senator from our state. When I say he's standing alone, I mean, there are people that are supporting him, but he's the only one taking the heat for it. I mean, there are folks who are saying, good for you, man. I support Senator Tuberville doing this. Whoop, whoop. But even like Mitch McConnell, the House Republican minority leader in the Senate, the Senate Republican leader, the leader of the Senate Republicans is calling him out, telling him to quit, doesn't support it. Okay. Pushing back is what we got to do. And by the way, if you think it's small, there's like 852 promotions that he's sitting on. And again, he said it, they're going to get promoted. And he's going to support the majority of them. And all it means is rather than just bringing a stack of them and passing them at one time in mass and as a courtesy to the DOD, he's saying, nope, you're going to have to do it one at a time. You're going to have to go through regular order. And that means each one has to go through committee, come to the floor as a part of the regular order of business, get passed as a standalone bill, and then they go back to the next one. That's confirmations in a nutshell. But he's standing. He's pushing back. Here's another pushback. Did you see what happened with House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer? By the way, who has been tearing it up? I mean, James Comer has been out there just making liberals mad every single day. So James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, he is now in charge of House Oversight Committee, and he is holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. So if you're not familiar, there's a forum called the FD 1023. It's a forum the FBI uses when they have leads and they have to make note of it. It's a special forum they have to use. A whistleblower has informed Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley that he has personally seen an FD 1023 with reporting from an informant, a trusted informant apparently, regarding the Biden administration, the Biden family taking $5 to $10 million in an illicit, you know, pay-to-play scheme, and while he was still vice president, back by the way. So this document has been held by the FBI, and they won't release it. Well, Comer's like, you don't have an option. We're subpoenaing the document. And then the FBI is going, well, we can't release that because it's part of an ongoing investigation. Well, then you'll let me see it first, and we'll go from there. Well, then they wouldn't, you know, let him see it. And then they finally said, you can come to the FBI and see it. And he said, look, we have a skiff over here. And oh, by the way, you answer to us. And so finally, what happened just in the last few days was the FBI transported the actual secure document to a skiff, a sensitive compartmented information facility, a skiff in the basement of the Capitol. And Comer and Democrat ranking member Jamie Raskin of the House Oversight Committee both got a chance to review it. Raskin won't talk about it. Comer says he saw enough in that document to make him know they've got to proceed on this. And he's now holding the FBI in contempt because they won't produce it. Okay, this is causing serious pushback right now. And we didn't, you know what, we didn't have this option. I wish the Republican majority was stronger, was built with more conservatives. But we have just enough of a majority, like four, just enough of a majority to where we gained the ability to even look at this document. Do you think for a second that if Nancy Pelosi still had the gavel, that we would have ever had a chance to see that document? The answer to that is friggin' no. It wouldn't have happened. All right. Pushing back. What else we got? Pushing back. The Daily Caller has a piece. This aggravates the stew out of me. There's a church in California called the Church of the Compassion in El Cajon, California. Church of the Compassion runs a daycare center, Dayspring Learning Center. Okay. It's like any other church on the block around here, right? Church has got the daycare. I mean, that's just so normal. Well, this church, for the last 20 years, has been feeding impoverished preschool students using federal funds for a food program for, they call it free and reduced lunches. They receive upwards of $3,500 to $4,500 for federal funding to feed poor kids. And they've just been told they can't have it anymore because they don't go along with the administration's gender and sexuality positions. You've got to agree with the Biden administration's sexual orientation and gender identity non-discrimination provisions, or you can't feed poor kids. Does anybody else sense jackassery on that? Does anybody else? I mean, it's rampant right now. Just rampant. Have you got a jackass? There it is. Do you have to bring him out of the barn and make him do it? Okay, yeah, poke him with a stick to make him bray like that? All right. But it is. It's maddening. And so what are they doing? Well, they're pushing back. So Alliance Defending Freedom has partnered with the Church of the Compassion in El Cajon, California, and they filed suit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I believe. Yeah, USDA is the one that administers the program. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine? For 20 years, they have been successfully feeding poor kids in El Cajon, California, and now the very idea that they don't agree with the new sexual orientation and gender identity, they're a church. So they're going to go ahead and just say, you're not allowed to have your religious beliefs if you want to feed poor kids. You got to believe in transgender ideologies. I want to know who sits up there at the USDA and goes, this will be a good idea. How about this? How about we make churches sacrifice their faith beliefs or they don't get to feed poor kids? That's what we'll do. That'll show them. And let me ask you this. Is the transgender community okay with this? I mean, just asking for a friend. Is the transgender community okay with this? Do they think, you know what? We need people to recognize us, so here's what we'll do. We'll just not let them feed poor kids because they won't use the proper pronouns. That's what's happening. That's madness. So I would love to know, where's Human Rights Campaign right now? That's the uber gay group, the ultimate lobbying group for the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym organizations. Where are they right now? Where's Human Rights Campaign I mean, with a name like Human Rights Campaign, you'd think they'd all be all about feeding poor kids, right? I would love to see some responsible gay community folks say, hey, federal government, don't not feed poor kids because of us. We'll get by. We can go without being, you know, somebody using our proper pronoun. But no, because they're so self-centered and so focused on their own personal needs, they're willing to let kids go unfed to make sure that proper pronouns are used. It's maddening. Absolutely wrong. But the church is pushing back, filing suit, and I'm glad of it. Hey, listen, last one I got on this. If you haven't seen it yet, What is a Woman is the film developed by the Daily Wire. Matt Walsh, who's one of the Daily Wire's pundits and personalities, he made this movie, What is a Woman, fighting back against the transgender agenda, and it has now become the number one streaming movie in the nation for the second year in a row. That's awesome. And by the way, they had an issue. It was supposed to be streaming on Twitter. You may recall this. It was supposed to stream on Twitter. Elon Musk buys Twitter. Things are better. We can now talk freely. It's all going to be great until one of the liberals on staff goes, no, I cannot let that happen, and tries to shut it down. Elon Musk stepped in and goes, oh, no. New sheriff in town. You're out of a job. Played the movie. And that's what happened. So the Twitter staff had another, you know, layoff. And 160 million views later, that is the number one streaming movie in all of America. That's pushing back. All right, folks, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back and put a lid on it for the day. Coming up tomorrow is going to be that day of days, you know, when we have the Grand Council. So y'all stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we'll take a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer, you've been exceedingly quiet today. Exceedingly.
What can I say? I'm just a quiet guy.
No, you're not. I know that to be a falsehood. Hey, listen, you need to know something. They just changed the law.
They just changed the law?
Yeah. So apparently, in the midst of everything else that was important today, they decided in the House of Representatives, State House, last day they could do something, right? They passed Senate Bill 301, which had already passed the Senate. I didn't realize it had already passed the Senate. Senate Bill 301 says you cannot now hold your cell phone at all while driving. Kid you not. I mean, let me ask you this. It says a driver could face a $50 fine on the first violation. Police could issue a ticket only as a secondary violation, meaning they had to see something else like you were speeding or whatever else. Mm-hmm. But you're not allowed to have your cell phone in your hand while driving. My question is, what about your chicken biscuit in the morning?
Oh, chicken biscuit? What about your makeup?
How about doing your pet peeve?
Doing your makeup.
I mean,
maybe reading a book. I don't know. I mean,
reading a book.
I mean, but who's to say that they see someone eating a chicken biscuit, but they thought it was their cell phone?
There you go.
I mean, some people just really, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I thought you had a cell phone in your hand. No, that was a Glock 19.
Yeah.
Oh,
then you're okay.
You're
sir.
Fine. Okay, this is another one of those unenforceable laws I just look at and go, come on, y'all. I mean, at what point do we stop? And I get it, distracted driving. I mean, I've been behind people that, you know, you look at it and go, shoot. Oh, they're in my lane, but, you know, still.
Yeah, but most of the newer cars these days, they all have that integrated system for their, you know, that pops up on their main screen anyway. So what's to say that they can't use that?
Well, yeah, exactly.
So you can't have it in your hand, but let me just check it on my main screen.
So, yeah, I'm reaching over there, touching the main screen, trying to. By the way, I guess this means, too, that if you're listening to a podcast, you cannot touch your phone.
Yeah, you cannot. Don't do it, guys.
Just stop. This is okay. Just, I mean, I was happy with them. They just boosted the tax cut, and then they come back with you can't touch your phone while you're driving. Let me turn over here to the text lines and see some things that I know I missed earlier. Throughout the show, we've been getting text messages, which I've not had a chance to get to. Patrick from Grove Oak, Alabama. Patrick from Grove Oak says, with regards to the way we look on the international scene with China, he says to the rest of the world, we look like we're walking around with a wet diaper. There's an image.
There, okay.
Yeah. And then you got Roughly Ann, our Roughly Ann.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Roughly Ann was cheering me on to get all three dippers done today, which, by the way, I did.
Yeah, you did. You did that.
Do we have an applause?
Okay,
thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be in the area all day. Thank you. Jeff from Indiana texted in and said, what's so sad about the rocket is that they let it go so long. The disrepair and without painting, it's almost an eyesore to someone who should have a little pride and make it back to its former glory. I agree, man. We got to get hold of it. Tony from Piedmont said the Saturn 1B was a baby rocket to launch the command module into Earth orbit, was to practice getting the lunar lander for the moonshot. Okay. I did see Monty from Huntsville was asking if anyone had approached a certain business in Huntsville that specializes in exotic paintings. Which I guess I need to clarify. That's like specialized painting.
Thank you.
Yeah. That might, you know, deal with metal coatings on the rocket. And I don't know the answer to that, Monty, but I did put on there, you can email them your ideas on this at savealabamasrocket@gmail.com. They're taking people's suggestions and efforts to get involved. Brian from Huntsville, with regards to the church not being allowed to feed kids with federal dollars now because they won't jump in on the pronouns issue. Church cut off from equal funding from kids? I don't pay taxes for pronouns. There you go. Laying it out. Ryan from Hazel Green, what do you say? He says, considering it's a church, it's obvious why they aren't supporting that agenda. Would refusing funds to the Church of the Highlands based off of them sticking to their beliefs also violate a constitution? Yes, it would. That's why, by the way, you'll see so many, like, for instance, Boom, the school where you went to high school, where I used to do some work, I used to be on their board. Mm-hmm. We refused to take federal dollars for food because we were afraid of this very thing happening.
Right. I mean, I remember you talking about that.
Just said, you know what? We could get money in here because we had a bunch of kids from Big Oak Ranch
mm-hmm.
that were there that would have qualified, but they chose not to do it.
Wow.
All right. John from Huntsville says, we got an A+. Says, Phil, you got an A+. Boomer gets a solid A. A solid A. You got an A. I got an A+.
I just got an A. I didn't talk much today.
Kenneth from Somerville just texted in, says, I was going to text you, but I can't text while I'm driving. What? Okay. All right, folks. Y'all have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. Should be a good show. We will see you then.